Nova. Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown are made for Melbourne. The Chrissy, Sam and Brownie podcast.
Our beautiful friend Sam Pang is over in Stockholm Eurovision. And in his seat is the inimitable and legendary Tony Martin.
Thank you. We're persisting with this idea that he's in Stockholm.
Yes.
Not that he's just in rehab for 2 weeks.
When I say Stockholm, I do mean Preston.
Yeah, of course. We're not on air, are we?
Here we are. We are. Look, there's the news. How is it coming into the studio? Because we did a show yesterday and it was at Crown.
Yes.
It's not always going to be like that, Tony.
Well, no, I'm not having to avoid Richard Wilkins in the foyer. I'm not having to duck punches from the bloke who played Ivan Milat.
Oh, my God. And Harley. Harley from E Street.
I love how we were joking about that yesterday. This morning, oh, it's come true.
Yes.
In character.
He was sinister. He was a sinister presence at the awards.
You reckon he was brooding?
Yes, I am talking about Malcolm Kennard, not Richard Wilkins.
No.
Richard Wilkins, how does he keep going?
I don't know, because my first television appearance at age 14 on New Zealand TV was with Richard Wilkins in 1979.
What?
I came third in a school filmmaking competition.
I'm proud of you.
I made a Super 8 movie called Batman Again, which was a sequel to Batman.
Wow.
Came third, had to go on and shake hands with Richard Wilde.
Wilde.
As he was known then. And he had a kind of fibre optic hairstyle. He was sort of like... Look like Howard Jones.
Was Wilde his stage name?
Yeah, Richard. He was like a poor man's, I guess, David Bowie.
Or like Daryl Summers, you know, hosting stuff. I saw him at the Logies and I did that thing where you don't know which cheek to kiss and then I ended up kissing him on the mouth and I'm proud to say that because of that I'm pregnant with Richard Wilkins' 15th child.
Oh, there's your bombshell.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one for confidential.
So there you go.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
The fact you just called showers gross has just told us that you were not raised in Melbourne, because a true Melburnian, am I right, Tony Martin?
Absolutely.
Does not mind the rainy weather one little bit.
No, grow up. What would Sam Pang do at this point? Like, what should I be doing right now? What would he be? Would he be on to Dom DeLuise already?
Yeah, there'd be a couple of references to Cannibal Run. Maybe Beverly Hills Cop as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's stuck in the 80s, isn't he?
He's, you know, we love him for it.
Sure.
We do love him for it.
Okay. I feel like, have a coughing fit. Have it now. Why not?
Sorry, it was a little bit of boiled egg. Sorry, keep going.
That'll make the promo. I decided I need to know who my co-hosts are.
Yeah.
So I've looked everyone up on the Wikipedia. Have your pages been vandalised? Is everything on there accurate, guys?
Mine was vandalised a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yes, when I had my second son, so 4 years ago. It had... Chrissy Swan has recently welcomed her second son, who she ate.
Oh, really?
Something like that, yeah.
Wasn't
true, by the way. Did not eat him.
Okay, we should amend that on the bio.
What would he be if you
look at how Brownie is immediately looking up, worried about what I'm going to find.
I just want to see if it's accurate enough, but you run me through it.
Okay, well, I noticed what I was impressed. By the way, with regards to vandalism, that might be a bad one. We, on a show I did years ago, we encouraged people to vandalise our Wikipedia page.
I love that you're allowed to do that.
Somehow my surname was changed. Changed to Penis for a full month.
Tony Penis.
Like, how do you actually change the name of the page? Like, you can amend the information down below. How do you actually change? Surely Wikipedia admin would have to be involved.
Tony Penis.
In that, Brownie, there are about 18 footballers called Jonathan Brown. Were you aware of that? There's a Welsh one and a Scottish one.
There is an American one to a wide receiver, I believe.
What does that mean?
Oh, my gosh.
No more
nicknames for me, please.
What I was impressed about your page is there is a whole section just on injuries that you've had.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I've had a few, Tone.
Right.
I've had a couple towards the end of my career. Things started to get a little bit nasty.
Yeah. Anything since you've been here at Nova? Any?
I think it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, I think
Chrissy,
you're all right. You had a bit of a problem with your calf.
Yeah.
But you're all right with that.
Wait, what about
calf strain? Tub of Wheaties or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you had a brain fade.
Had a bit of a meltdown, a mini stroke on air, live on air, at about 8.55 on a Friday.
Yep. Yeah, no, 7.15 is the time to do that. It's more listeners. So that's all accurate, everything on there.
Yes, well, I did, of course, I'd one of my well-known head knocks where I end up pretty crook from that. I end up with about 15 plates and 60-odd screws put into my face.
Secreting gerbils since 1995. Can that be accurate? Surely not. It says here also, this is, because I know nothing.
Secreting gerbils.
It's all the go. I know nothing about football, but I was fortunate to have worked on television with Ted Whitten.
Would people
know who... Of course they would.
I got to meet the great Teddy Whitten when I was a kid.
Because it says on your page that you wanted to emulate, that your idol was Ted Whitten.
Well, we certainly looked up to it. And I got to captain Victoria, like the great Ted Whitten, of course. But he was a bit of a legend, obviously a little bit older than mine.
Did you ever get to shake his hand? He broke my hand twice.
I remember shaking his hand. I reckon I was 10 years old. And I distinctly remember walking away thinking he nearly broke my hand.
Really?
That was his hobby.
He didn't even take it easy on a 10-year-old. Trying to crush
me. That was his hobby.
We got him into, on The Late Show, like 25 years ago, we got him into like a boater and a blazer. And he was co-starring in Howard's End with with Emma Thompson.
We made that happen.
But he was bashing a Vodafone, although because that was his catchphrase, remember? Vodafone means business.
Yes, I do remember.
Smashing a phone. Okay, so
he was a legend in the media too, wasn't he, Ted?
Yeah, he was great.
That's accurate. What about Chrissy? There's so much stuff, so many controversies I'm not going to revisit on your page.
Yes.
But it says you started as an advertising copywriter.
Correct,
is that true?
Tony Martin, that is true.
On the radio or?
No, in Fancy Pants, St Kilda Road agency.
Real estate? Were you Hocking Stewart?
No, I was in an agency.
In real estate?
Agency.
Oh, that is writing the real estate ads though.
I did do that just before I stopped, yes.
What was the phrase? You'll just see like just a pile of rocks and it'll say renovator's delight.
Yes, or I guess specifically a pile of rocks, you might do something like scale the market, you're about scaling the pile of rocks.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, what were some of your famous campaigns?
I was the lead writer on Maya, on Maya, so the department store.
Right.
So two different things, real estate copywriting, that was something I did for fun, and then my proper stuff.
See, that's quite posh, isn't it?
It was quite posh, yes.
So you didn't do like, Ken Bruce has gone mad.
No. I'm so sorry to tell you that, but no, I didn't.
Because I started as an advertising copywriter. My first job, believe it or not, was forklift driver leaving school.
Wow.
People think as I wear glasses that I'm some kind of intellectual, but no, I was a forklift driver at an army surplus store.
Wow.
That was my first job for a year.
You have to get a lot of special qualifications for that, though.
Well, I had three jobs at this army surplus store. I was forklift driver, ticket writer, which is writing little, discount price signs.
Yeah.
And also worked behind the knife counter.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Was Malcolm Kennard a big customer of yours?
Everyone was fully Kennard. There was nothing but Malcolm Kennard.
Kennard makes the job easy.
It was just blokes in camouflage gear.
It was just 17 Kennards, like a weird John Malkovich movie.
That's right. You never want to work behind a knife counter.
No, you do not. That's terrifying.
And we were selling the cookery knife. Not as in cookery. God. With a K? That's something from up north.
I don't know. Does it kill crocodiles?
No, it's a knife where once you've taken it out of its scabbard, you have to kill somebody.
Oh, okay.
It's religious.
Like the big Crocodile Dundee knife.
Something like that.
Oh, there you go.
You can win one on the Nova website.
Hit us up, nova100.com.au. Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast.
Made for Melbourne. Nova 100. I'll tell you what, Chrissy Swan, it's fair to say me and your partner, the Chip, Chippy, we've developed a pretty good relationship.
You have.
Over the last three, known each other for three or four months
now. Lovely.
Now, he's my sort of a bloke, Tone.
Right. Would you describe it as a bromance? Is it that kind of arrangement?
Probably not quite a bromance. Okay. Yet, but although he looks like a Tasmanian logger. He wears the flanny shirts.
Right.
He's got the big beard.
Yep.
Like he looks like a bloke you just want to get in the pub and have a beer with.
Okay. He loves cut and draft.
Loves his footy.
Right.
Even though he's a Richmond supporter. So he's been through some difficult times. All those sorts of things. Now, I went around to Chippies the other night. Now, Chrissy Swan's been working really hard the last 3 weeks. She's completed filming now of Great Australian Spelling Bee. So, working really hard. So, I went around to see Chippy the other night and have a beer with him and see how he's going with the kids, because he's been looking after the kids virtually on his own for 3 weeks. I go down to footy training for Chrissy's son, Leo, plays for the Baldwin Tigers, same club as me. So, me and the Chipster, we get along pretty well, it's fair to say. But the other day, or on the weekend, I must admit I did have a double take when I received a text message from Chippy. Here it is. So there's the text came through.
Okay.
Brownie, just a quick text from me to say a heartfelt thank you for all your support over the last 3 weeks. You're a bloody champion, Brownie. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
What?
Hug, hug, hug.
How many X's exactly?
Jesus. So we've got 5 X's there.
5? That's excessive.
And a couple of little circles at the end there. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ.
What did you think when that text message came through?
Well, I'm thinking, we're tight, but I'm not sure we're that tight, Chip. Right, I don't even get a couple of kiss and hugs from my missus.
Who does 5? To me, it's like 1 X if it's somebody you're working with. That's acceptable.
No, I'm a big kisser. I do 5. Lots of kisses.
So I'm thinking, so for the next 15 minutes, I'm thinking, how the bloody hell do I reply
to
this?
How do you respond to that?
Obviously, the only answer is dick pic. you've got to take it up a notch and just see how far he's willing to go.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now,
not 5 of them, though. That would be excessive.
I opted for a bit more of a camera approach.
There's only one response.
Are you going to fight fire with fire?
Well, I'm glad I didn't go with a dick pic. I went with this instead. No probs at all, Chippy. You're the one that needs a medal. Ha ha, daddy daycare. I'm thinking, geez, that's sort of a nice, gentle sort of reply without
that. That was a gentle letdown. Let her down easy.
What the hell's wrong with you, Chippy? I'm not that way inclined.
Yes.
And then I get the text message back. That was from Chrissy. Bloody hell, Brownie.
Yes.
Mobiles.
Oh,
so I'm thinking, my God, so what's going on, Chrissy
Something
Swan?
Weird has happened with my phone and the Chippy's phone. And when I send a message to Brownie, it comes up that it's coming from my fella, the Chippy. So that message was actually from me. I'm the excessive kisser. And if you want to send me a dick pic, that's totally fine. It's totally fine with me.
This is why I don't have a phone. I'm the last man in Australia without a phone because...
Well, I can't imagine what... You do not have a phone, just a landline you've got.
You've got a landline. I have 64,000 Twitter followers and I'm just doing it on an old sort of Amstrad computer.
Amstrad? I haven't heard that forever.
But you can't get in trouble. You're not,
it's true. And you can't get confused and, you can't try and hit on your... partners, colleagues.
Yeah.
And
well, exactly.
It's so confusing.
I'll often hear something you probably don't remember, posting someone a letter. I'll obviously, do that occasionally.
How is your penny farthing?
Oh, it's fantastic.
23 past 7, Chrissy's on Sam Pang.
So comfortable.
Jonathan Brown with Tony Martin, this kid...
Yeah.
From The Voice last night, he's coming into the studio to see you, Swan.
Got good
he
range.
Did great.
Good range, doesn't he? Great.
Thanks, Delta.
Nova, Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
Okay, so get ready.
Chrissy's celebrity stuff.
I want to take your cast your memory back to that hilarious apology that Amber Heard and her fella, Johnny Depp, had to submit on the advice of Barnaby Joyce.
Hmm. Still better acting than Mordecai, don't you think, though?
I absolutely agree. But you know how we sort of thought maybe he didn't mean it?
Oh, yeah.
I think we were onto something because Johnny Depp has recently said this.
I would really like to apologise for not smuggling my dogs. Into England, because it would have been a bad thing to do. Because the Australians, though chipper.
Oh, wow. What a whack. Black, he's doing a publicity tour for the new movie, the sequel to Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Is Johnny going to be back in Australia, do you think?
Mate, I don't think so. I think he hates us.
Mm.
It was ridiculous, all that boo stuff, wasn't it?
Didn't he make... He was here making one of those Pirates films.
Yes, he was.
Gold
yeah.
Coast.
Is
yeah.
that ever going to come out?
I don't know.
It's not come back from the chemist,
it's
has it?
There's
dreadful. No, there's no sign of it.
No sign of it. No. Dreadful. Hey, here's an interesting one. Victoria Beckham, who is Posh Spice,
yes.
and obviously the wife of David
Dana.
Beckham.
Dana, the best.
Our favourite.
It's your favourite.
Yeah, mine and Ronnie's.
I judge you. Okay. I judge you for that.
Why? What are you judging about?
She's my least favourite.
Okay. She's got inner beauty. Isn't she, Dana?
Yeah, Tony, you got a favourite Spice Girl?
I like Zeppo Spice, who left very early on. Never seen again.
Victoria has confessed that they actually switched her microphone off.
What?
When she was on stage. So they all had the microphones on apart from her.
Imagine if they'd switched all of them off. Wouldn't that have been an improvement?
Well, I think maybe they did switch right. all of them off, and I think there was a track.
She
but it reminds
have,
me
didn't
of,
have great range.
No, she didn't, Delta. Which reminds me of when I was on The Circle. Remember that gorgeous daytime TV show, The Circle, with Yumi Steins and Georgie Coghlan and Ding Dong? We recorded a song as well. We did like a charity single.
Yeah.
Claire Bowditch wrote a song.
Right.
And we all went into the studio and sang it. And then when it was all mixed up and brought to us, we realised that they'd turned Yumi's mic off.
Oh.
She was not in there at all. And she wrote the bloody song.
Oh,
and she's like, well, I'm not in this at all. And they went, no, you were really out of tune. She was so annoyed by that. So annoyed.
Have we got that song here?
We will have, yes.
Yes.
I'm sure we can find it.
George Columbaris.
I'm a bad dancer.
The man has a few restaurants from the Press Club, Ghazi, Jimmy Grant's, Hellenic Republic and Mastic. He used to make appearances on Ready Steady Cook. After getting judged on his food with tomatoes and capsicums, he then moved on from having an audience of retired people waiting for Judge Judy to come on to MasterChef Australia. And now a nation loves him. And he loves Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Mm. So he has a new love.
Yeah. I love the traffic.
Yep, sitting listening to us. Here's George.
Hey. Who knows? Hey. Welcome.
What
Georgie.
Doesn't get better than that, really.
Now, you know, I'm thrilled to have you here because I love you. And as you know, I'm a huge fan of MasterChef. Plus, I feel like having you here, I'm one step closer to Marco Pierre White.
Yes.
It was Marco night last night.
Yep. Well, it is all week. He's on all week.
It's Marco night at my place every night, George. What has he got? Can you give me an insight into the sex appeal of this man? It's off the scale.
You ready for this?
Yeah. Tell me what you know about Marco Pierre White.
Massive.
Knife. He's got a massive knife and he's not afraid to use it.
He's an incredible human being. Really, because that was my first cookbook I bought when I
really?
when I became an apprentice at Box Hill Tafe.
Yeah, Box Hill Tafe.
And yeah, I think when I first met him sort of 9 years ago, I was jittering in my boots, you know.
Wow.
Walked up to him with my book. Could I get this signed, please?
How amazing.
And to have him, on the show every year now is incredible.
And fantastic. You know that you are that role for a lot of foodies as well. Like, does that give you a lot of empathy for the contestants on MasterChef when they meet you and you see them losing their mind, or are you an asshole?
You know what it is? I look at the contestants just like an extension of my own staff, you know, and
right.
I treat them in the same way, you know, and I call it spank and fluff. You know, I like
Hello.
To spank them and fluff them. You know, if you understand what I'm
not really.
My job is to push them, to drive them, to protect them, to look after them, to you know, push them as far as I can to get the best out of them.
Spank and fluff. That is brilliant.
Sounds like you got the Mardi Gras.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, a MasterChef float would be fantastic.
Would be
it?
Ideal.
Hey?
Ideal.
Preston at the front.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, he'd be an icon, wouldn't he?
Of course
Preston?
He would.
Everyone's gone silent.
I have to ask a question. Have you ever had a horrifying knife accident in the kitchen, George?
No, I think the only thing I've ever taken off is that bit of my middle finger.
Oh, no.
But, you know what it is? I'm very, very cautious.
I recently dropped a massive carving knife,
oh.
point down,
nice.
Onto my foot.
Oh.
You weren't wearing
between
shoes.
Between two toes.
What?
Wow. Unbelievable.
The knife gods were smiling on you, Tony Martin.
And I just stood there for about like 3 minutes, just calling, come and see this.
I love
brilliant.
It.
That's got to be 100 retweets, surely.
100.
George, we got a segment we do called Ask Brownie during the week. He used to get asked from playing football, who's the artist opponent, all these sort of things. As a chef, surely you would get amateurs in the kitchen like myself coming up and ask you questions.
What is the most common one or the most irritating question
you get asked?
The most common question is you get on a flight and there's always, I count them. I sit in the chair waiting and they walk up and go, what's cooking, chef? And you're like, really? No. What do you do? I'm a banker. You got any money? You know, so it's around every What's cooking, cookie boy? So,
oh my God, it's sinister being you.
When they bring around
on a flight, always.
The plain food? Are you expected to comment, expected to review whatever's under the tin foil?
To be quite honest with you, hand on my heart, I take my own food on a on a long haul flight.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, why not? So, mum packs me a little lunch and off I go.
I miss the old, I miss the 70s plain food that was just essentially salt in a food formation. It was just salt that looked like chicken. It was just salt. It was delicious. It's the final word. All righty. Now, this is your, we're popping your final word, cherry, aren't we, Columbaris?
Yes.
Very exciting. It's a bit of a game, and I can't. How do we say the rules again? I give you a category.
Yep.
Both of you, Brownie versus Columbaris, and you come up with a thing that fits into that category until you run out of them. And then whoever.
Okay. He's nervous too.
Yeah, he should be.
I'm so nervous. Balls.
We should say, George, you have 3 seconds. If you stuff around, you get the buzzer, you lose, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're good? You're ready to go?
You're ready to go, mate.
You've just changed.
Mate,
it's
he's really serious.
Have a look at my victories.
Oh, huh? Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of highlighted
don't
stuff.
Don't listen
there.
To
He's playing with my mind.
George, don't listen
He's
to
playing
him.
With my mind.
Yep.
You look tired, George.
You can, Brownie, you can go first on this one so that George can see how it works. Mm. Starting with Brownie, types of cheese.
Well, it's quite easy. Camembert.
That's actually incorrect, but don't worry about it. You can have it. Blue vein.
I'm going to go with Saganaki.
That's not a cheese.
That's not a cheese.
Yeah!
That's a dish.
It's a frying pan.
Yeah. Oh, is it a frying pan? Yes.
Yes.
1-0.
Yes. Right, am I done?
No,
darling, that's
mate,
just right.
So you should. You're a buddy chef. You should know that.
I tell you what, if that was anybody else, I probably would have given it to you.
Yeah, I know. That's
so is the cheese technical. Halloumi?
No, the cheese is gefalocchiavietta.
It is easy to mistake cheese for a frying pan. Let's just... Come on. Give him a break.
The mistake we've all made.
Round two.
Righto.
Just one more time. What is the cheese actually called?
Gefalocchiavietta.
You don't say that on
you
air
just keep
at this
making
time.
You want to say
I
that.
Definitely couldn't have got that out.
No.
Just taking Aggie.
Okay. Your turn to start now, George. You are winning. It's one
you,
to
you
George.
You are on the cusp of victory. Don't tighten up.
TV game shows. Go.
Family Feud.
Correct.
Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Sale of the Century.
Oh, God.
Millionaire.
No. More information,
oh,
please.
Hot Seat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Close. Close. It's not.
Go.
It's $1 million hot seat.
Move on, George.
Huh?
Oh!
Dino leading the witness.
I was trying to help him, man.
What was that?
Dino, you can piss off out of here, mate.
I was trying to say Jeopardy.
Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are we going to pay Millionaire Hot? I'm going to pay it. All right.
Let
him have it.
Okay, this is the tiebreaker.
Oh my gosh.
Whoever wins this is victorious.
Come on, give us a footy one. Come on.
Brownie, you're starting.
I want to take him on.
You want to take him on in footy? Are you an idiot?
Yes.
I'll eat you alive, mate. You're like one of those little rovers that I used to throw aside. Actually, you're not even a rover. You'd be the mascot in the team photo, George.
Out of the fire, into the cheese.
Pity. What about his left foot? How bad was that?
Oh,
didn't need to kick on it. It was that quick.
Out of the fire and into the cheese. Okay, Brady, you start. This is the decider. Australian movies.
Oh, my
God. Go.
Silent Partner.
Oh, that's very impressive.
You ready for this one?
The hell's that? Yep.
Head On.
Yep. Oh, great film.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Oh, great soundtrack, too.
Hang on. He's miming Head On. I don't think that needs to be on the website.
Idiot Box.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Brownie.
Yeah. No. Hang on. I was just trying to think of
what's that one with Alex Demetriadis?
Head on.
No, the other one.
Heartbreak kid, you idiot. You're obsessed George. With Alex Demetriadis.
Another Isn't one he? Tightens up under pressure.
I tightened up.
It was for you, George.
We were there for you, George. Bum. MasterChef, watch it. It's still as good. In fact, it's better than it ever has been. We love it. 7:30, 10 every night.
Tonight, Marco.
Big Pierre one. White. Wow.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Sam Pang over in Stockholm for Eurovision on SBS, but in his place for the next little while is the gorgeous Tony Martin.
Yes, and yes. I'm learning so much about my co-hosts. Brownie tells me his dad is Brian Brown.
Brian Brown, famous cocktail actor.
Correct.
No.
Good mates with Tom Cruise.
Does your dad do all the gear with the bottles?
Oh, yeah, he's the best. Yeah, whacking through a Maduri on ice.
Just before we went on air, I heard Brownie say, "Whatever happened to the village people?" Another one of your interests? I'm not sure what happened. I think the cop was involved in a corruption scandal.
I'm just looking at a photo of them now. How did we not know they were gay?
We did not know.
In Australia in the late 70s, we just thought, what a group of funny fellows.
They were macho.
I would have thought macho man was a big giveaway.
They were macho.
And was not Bruce Jenner in the movie?
I believe so,
when
yes.
When was Bruce Jenner?
And Valerie Perrine, was the female lead. My God.
Channel 9 every New Year's Eve.
Yes.
That comes on.
Oh, sweet,
hey,
sweet music.
Trivia question. Greatest New Year's Eve entertainment on Channel 9? For me, you cannot go past David Campbell mystifyingly covering Goody Two Shoes by Adam Ant. Can anyone remember that?
I don't, but there's a Google in it.
Are we allowed to say Piss Week on
this
program?
Yes, we can.
Dear, oh dear.
I say it all the time. Oh.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
You know, I want to talk about where have you got a part of your body stuck? 13, right. 24, 10. Could be your knee, could be your head.
Okay.
In my daughter's case, it was her hand.
Oh, right. So it's just part of your body, not
your... Part of your body.
Because I was stuck in the Mick Malloy show for 8 weeks. but that was all of me. So it's just meant to be one bit of you.
Just one bit. Okay. Having said that, I will accept full body stuckage as well.
Yeah, we've got Todd and Brandt on the line. You guys stuck.
13, 24, 10, where have you been stuck? But my daughter, we've popped a photo of her, my beautiful 3-year-old Peggy.
Yes.
On Instagram. She got her hand stuck in an heirloom of mine. Now, I don't have a huge amount of toys left over from my childhood because, you know, I didn't have much growing up.
Right.
Play the set. That music.
Oh.
But I did have this amazing Fisher-Price thing. It was called the Play Family House. It was a blue house with a yellow roof
right.
and a little garage. It looked like the house from Bewitched.
Oh, that's quite cool.
I'm showing you a photo of it now. It came
with
a little table and chairs.
Is it wooden or plastic?
It's plastic.
Okay.
It's plastic, but it sort of opens up. And, you know, you can go upstairs. It came with a little set of plastic stairs. Anyway, it was my heirloom. I hung on to it. And I found it the other week. It had been lost for a long time.
You must be a hoarder.
Well, no, Mum kept it. Okay. Mum kept it at her place.
Definitely a hoarder.
She brought it over. Definitely a hoarder. Oh, my God.
What else
started.
What else is in that? Have you got an old mouse trap?
Yes, we've got mouse trap.
Have you?
Yes. But I brought this home and I gave it to Peg and she thought she'd play with it, but she doesn't really know how to play with it. Kids today.
Oh.
And what she's done is in the garage, it's got like access into the house with a little door out the back of the garage. So it's got a big door at the front and then a little door at the back. And she's pushed her little chubby hand all the way in through the back door into the garage. She can't get it out. If you want to see what that looks like, a three-year-old completely stuck inside of Fisher-Price, my first dream house, go to Instagram, Chrissy Salmon Brownie with a Y, and have a look. So we want to know, 13, 24, 10, where did you get stuck?
And what happened? Did you fire department called?
Yeah.
Butter applied?
I call the ambulance. No, my fella had to get his cordless drill out and drill the house apart into two parts.
Oh, he's a beauty.
What a man.
And to free her hand. So we got her out.
90s, my boo, it's called.
It's so 90s, this song. I want to go to the warehouse and drink Maduri.
18 past 8, Chrissy Salmon Brownie with Tony Martin.
Yeah, and we're talking about being stuck in things, are we
yes,
not?
Yes, we are.
According to the internet, I was stuck in a pair of acid wash jeans for about 7 years. Those photos been deleted.
Tony Martin, pardon the me. Good news for you is they're coming back. I saw someone with an unbelievable pair of acid wash on.
The Howard Jones look is coming back. That's very sad.
What is love anyway? Hey, 13, 24, 10, where have you got a piece of your body stuck? My daughter got her hand stuck inside a little vintage house that I gave her. Mm. My friend, my fella, the chippy, had to unscrew the whole thing and screw it back together, get a little fat hand out. Tina from Narre Warren, what? Where did your sister's tooth get stuck?
In the back of the couch. It got embedded in the wood in the back of the couch.
Oh, my God. Ow! What was she doing?
She was doing the Highland Fling. She thought she was this great little ballerina dancer that could do the Highland Fling and fell forwards and landed smack bang on the back of the couch and her teeth were stuck and so was her head.
Oh, my God.
How many days did it go on for?
That's so great. Rose from Greenvale, what happened to your daughter?
My daughter, she was 2 years old, and she was playing peekaboo in the door jamb with her twin brother, and he decided to slam the door shut, and poor darling still had her lip and nose in the door jamb. So she actually had a nice little rip in her lip, and anyway, micro stitches later, yeah.
And when was that? What period of history was that?
Oh, look, it was actually Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, so this is quite recent.
Oh, no. Probably she's 15 now, so 13 years ago.
Oh, you see, that's before the having your lips stuck in some door look became popular.
That's true.
Was it Lloyd Christmas or Harry Dunn that got his lips stuck to
listen
the
to when, this.
While skiing in Dumb and Dumber Time?
I think it was Lloyd. Lloyd. Quite the film buff.
He is a film buff. He really is. Margaret Pomerantz is as nervous as hell. Jude from Noble Park, what happened to your daughter?
Oh, first, I just want to say having Tony back on air is a dream come true. I'm going to get this tragic, so it's good to have him back.
Isn't it wonderful, Jude? I'm so happy too.
Hopefully, Sam Pang will be stuck in Eurovision for many months to come.
That's what we're hoping. But my daughter got her hand stuck in one of those metal chairs in Bourke Street Mall. She got her hand stuck in between the rods, and all these people had to rush over and try and pry it open, but we thought we had to call the fire engine and all that, but it was okay.
And were there,
they all helped.
Did five people in white tuxedos from the Australian Diamond Company come over and effect a rescue?
Sandwich board. Oh, my God. I remember that. I remember those jobs were going when I was looking for casual work when I was at uni. And for a moment, I did think I could probably rock a sandwich board.
Yeah.
I could probably do it.
Pancake parlour. Always
lovely.
Looking.
Lorraine from Scoresby. What? Your entire body has been stuck.
It has. We bought a new couch that had one of the metal sofa beds, pull-out sofa beds in it.
Yeah.
So we pulled the bed out, see how it worked. Yeah, great. Go to push it back in and it wouldn't go down. So I thought I'll just get my bum and push it. So I did that, but it took all of me with it.
Yeah.
To which I just had legs stuck in the air and the rest of me was stuck between the sofa bed and the back of the couch.
Is there footage of this that we can see on the internet?
Well, my darling children, instead of helping me, chose to run and get their phones and take photos. So,
perfect.
Perfect. Welcome to the 21st century.
The moment was not lost.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
I've got a warning for all listeners. If you've got a driver's licence, check the expiry date because I got, pulled over into the booze bus area.
Yeah.
Cop looks at the license, he goes, "This license is expired." and it's like a $400 fine.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
And then I go, but shouldn't you send out a notice to tell me? Because no, who checks the expiry date?
No one.
I say, wouldn't you send out a notice to tell me that it's about to expire? And the bloke goes, if you check the small print, it says we may send you a notice.
Oh.
That's a good one. We might.
Yes.
We'll think about it.
But don't bet on it, Buster.
Here's a big story.
Don't you lose your licence for that? I thought you lose your licence if you drive without a...
Let's not go into the ugly details. look at this. This is a I'm not sure if I'm allowed to use the V word. Is that
vagina?
Okay. Oh my God!
Is that you?
Yeah.
Is that a segment on this show?
It certainly is, Tony.
Here's a story in the Guardian today: Japanese vagina kayak artist found guilty of obscenity. A Japanese artist who made a kayak modelled on her downstairs
vagina.
Thank you, department. Has been found guilty of breaking the country's obscenity laws.
Oh.
Megumi Igarashi was arrested after she distributed data that enabled recipients to make 3D prints of... the judge said the data could sexually arouse viewers. Data always gets me going. But
it's data as well.
What I just love about this headline is I just love the phrase vagina kayak.
I do too.
Isn't that? It sounds like someone on CNN News and covering the trial. We're crossing now to vagina kayaks.
Nova, Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang, and Jonathan Brown.
Okay, so get ready.
Chrissy's celebrity stuff.
Kylie Minogue's fiance Joshua Sass. What a great surname. Has been photographed over the last few weeks with weird headpieces on.
What does he do?
The latest one, I don't know. Actor, he's an actor.
Unauthorised question.
I do have the answer in the end. So he's pictured here with a turban on.
Right. What's he hiding under there? Plugs?
Yes.
Some sort of Children of the Corn kind of arrangement upstairs?
You're right. He wants you too, Malachi.
Oh, dear.
He's undergone a hair transplant.
Ah, right.
With the full support of Kylie, apparently. It's a grueling procedure.
Mm.
And it was said to have cost $9,800.
Bargain.
And he's getting that done. Like, you've heard of shredding for the wedding. He's getting hair for the wedding because they're about to get married.
Upstairs and down.
Upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown. Now, there was a Logies scuffle.
Yeah, what exactly happened? It was Mal Kennard.
It was Mal Kennard who played Ivan Milat and also Harley from E Street.
Right.
Tony Pirin's boyfriend, no less, on E Street.
And what did he was indulging in Ivan Milat style behaviour?
He was, without the knife and
right,
Land Cruiser.
Right, he didn't take someone to a forest.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
He was having a few beverages at the Nine after party at Shane Warne's Club 23.
Right.
And and things got out of hand with Lauren Phillips, who used to be a wag but now is a presenter. Her brother was there and Malcolm Kennard, who I will just say, this is just me, personally, he was a sinister presence
right.
all night.
Is he just stuck in the character? Do you think that's
I think so.
Because
it's like when the wind changed, you know?
Yes.
I hear
the bloke who played Peter Allen trapped someone in a Leo Sayer medley for 5 hours, apparently. That's what I heard. Dear, oh dear. Moving on.
Leo Sayer medley. Can we somehow work up a Leo Sayer medley for tomorrow at this time?
He's Australian, isn't he?
He is now.
Yeah.
He was English. He thinks he's really hot too, Leo Sayer. Let's track him down. Let's track down Leo Sayer. If not, we'll indulge you with a Leo Sayer medley at this time tomorrow.
You make me feel like
that was him, wasn't it?
You're dancing night away. Okay. And also, this is really big news.
Didn't you mention that Chris Brown fixed up?
Yes, I was running out of time, so I wasn't going to get to that detail. But yes, Chris Brown was first on the scene to administer a tablet wrapped in a little ball of mints. Okay, this is very exciting. Nova's Red Room Global Tour is back. Last year was phenom, and this is going to be even better. You get on a plane, a whole gang of you, and you go to Manchester in England and see Coldplay live. Brilliant. This is unbelievable. Tiny Temper in London. That's not Tiny Temper, but that's Coldplay, which I was talking about before.
I wonder if they'll get Johnny Farnham up again to sing The Voice. He sang that at SCG, New Year's Eve one day.
Really?
That would be brilliant. I
As
reckon.
Part of the Nova Red Room, I doubt it, Brownie.
Probably.
Turn his microphone off.
Off script, sorry.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Mate, and off. Megan Trainor at Marquee at the Star in Sydney. Get your passport ready. Pack your suitcase.
Mal Kennard will help you pack your suitcase in the most violent
point.
Possible way.
Still, you bet it on top. 6 a.m. Monday for your chance to win your spot on a tour. Awesome.
Amazing. Our buddies at Optus actually gave us a plane for this. I can't believe it.
It is unbelievable.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Yes, and I've been furnished with a biography for our next guest.
Correct.
Normally these biographies go for pages.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what this one says. Andrew is 30. Last night he sang a song. There must be more to this.
Welcome to the show, Andrew Loadsman. Great to see you.
There must be. There's more to you than those two facts.
Just a little bit more. Yeah, I sang Demons as well.
That's yes. Right. Now, you stopped us dead in our tracks last night. First cab off the rank, the voice blind auditions with this. Wow. It was so impressive. I particularly loved it when you came out the first part, which was quite sort of soft and Damien Rice-ish.
Yeah, it was good fun.
All four of those judges turned for you. It always sounds like it's a gay thing. Like I would turn for you, Andrew Loadsman. The Madden brothers turned for you. And you picked them. Why?
I mean, you watch the show so much, you know, leading up to being it on yourself, you know. So I always thought to myself, well, the Maddens are someone that I'd definitely want to be with. And, so I just had to go with them.
The other three are a bit daggy, I reckon.
Do you think?
A little bit. Like some of the acts that, you know, turn around, I just think you're a bit cool for anybody else there. So I reckon the Maddens are getting the lion's share of the picks.
Yeah, that's cool.
Jessie J's cool too.
Delta's nice, though.
She's so beautiful, and you know she's one of my favourite people, but she's just nice. So sometimes if that's what you need, that's good. But I think you've chosen correctly with the Madden brothers.
Yeah, they're definitely the kind of guys that I want to be associated with, and not only that, I guess the guys who would understand me as an artist. You know, I don't think I have like that total, you know, technical kind of voice, more just, you know, being able to get up and perform and kind of just be an artist.
Well, it'd be obvious though, wouldn't it, that you would choose another male as your coach?
Yes.
Because they understand obviously vocally.
Well, no. A voice is a voice.
Yeah, a voice is a voice, but obviously a man would understand a lot better how to project another man's voice.
Look, mum and dad shouldn't fight in front of the kids, okay?
Sorry, Brownie, are you just trying to become the vocal coach for this
band?
Yes,
I am. I thought you had great range last night.
Why are you writing this down, Andrew?
Tell you, where did you get the range from?
I don't know, singing for a long time.
That might be the one.
Good answer, that helps.
What is the day job exactly?
The day job, well, obviously you know that I've been a bricklayer for a long time, 13 years, and then I finally took the risk, moved to Melbourne, and been loving it, and just been gigging all around Melbourne, and also I perform in schools as well.
Right.
So a company called Junior Rockers, where I kind of just go in there, promo the lessons that they do, instrument lessons, and play for in an assembly or a mini concert.
And the former blokes you used to work with bricklaying, what do they have to say?
Adrian Craig.
What do they say about you talking about earning respect as an artist? Does that go down well on the site?
Well, you definitely have to prove yourself, you know. I mean, the work site, it's just full of banter, like on and on and on. And, I mean, you know, they're really good. Once things started to kind of come together, started gigging, and they came out a bit and made a ruckus in the pubs.
Do you ever belt out a few tunes on the job site?
Only every day since I started, but yeah.
We've got the ultimate test for you, and it's, you know, there's a lot riding on it. Whether or not we're going to follow your journey and in fact, be barracking for you in the battle rounds, which are coming up. Do you know, are you familiar with the work of Darryl Braithwaite and his song, Horses, Horses?
Yeah, I do a lot of gigs at the moment and basically I get that request quite a lot.
Okay, so if we were to start you off, would you be, I'm going to be upstanding.
I'll support you,
in
mate.
Here
I'm,
as well.
I'm here for you.
Brownie, kick things off.
Okay, here we go.
It's a cappella.
Here we go.
Ready? You got the music?
No, it's a cappella.
Right. Righto, here you go, Chrissy.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling.
We'll go riding on the horses, yeah, yeah.
Way up in the sky, little darling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow, how good's that?
Wow. Hey, hey, hey. 10 more seconds and Braithwaite gets 25 cents.
You know how it works.
Andrew Leitzman, you are an absolute ripper. Voice returns 7:30 p.m. tonight on Nine. We look forward to watching how you go.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
Here we are. Gee, the weather was crazy yesterday.
Oh, it was. Very blustery.
It was exciting. I get excited by that sort of thing.
Same.
Because I know how to party. But can I tell you what my day was yesterday? I sound still really dusty. I want to assure you that I had nowhere near as much fun as my voice suggests.
You've been on the gaspers,
have you? No, and I haven't been on the booze. You know, I had two glasses of wine at the Logies.
I know what it was. There was a lady sneaking around with a bottle of water that was actually full of vodka at the after parties. It's in the paper today. That is you, Chrissy Swan.
It wasn't me.
Was it you?
It wasn't me. No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
But I tell
look
you what.
At, look at her pupils.
I got home yesterday.
Yeah.
We did the broadcast from Crown, yep. The Logies with Tony Martin, who's going to be in today in an hour, by the way. And then I went straight from Logie, so I'd had like 3 hours sleep, went straight from our broadcast to Kindy.
Oh.
Talk about from the sublime to the ridiculous. And I got out, I walked in, there was a Mother's Day thing happening.
Yeah.
And I've got one kid in the 3-year-old room and one kid in the 4-year-old room. So I was like, royalty. I was like, yes. And I had to go between rooms and rooms. But Kit wrote me a letter and it said, he's my 4-year-old.
Yeah.
This is from Kit. My mum is ... really special because I don't want anyone to kill her. That's the way, darling. Good boy. Good boy. We are going to be talking about the actor that played Ivan Milat next.
I was going to say, lucky he didn't run into Ivan. Like going into the parties.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Here's what you're waking up to, Melbourne. Great story. Best story. Best story of the day. Is that the Malcolm Kennard, who played Ivan Milat in last year's miniseries, or was it this year?
This year.
This year. Anyway, it was great, the Ivan Milat thing. And he also played Harley on E Street.
He did.
Do you remember E Street? Harley? Anyway.
A little bit young for it.
Oh, my God, I loved him so much then. But he is in all sorts because he punched someone out.
What?
At an after party. At 3:30 in the morning. How seedy is that? 3:30 after. So the Logies really, the Logies prep, et cetera, starts at about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So this dude's been going for 12 hours.
It was a fair party. And I actually went up there. It was a Club 23.
It was a Club 23.
It was a Channel 9 after party.
Yep.
And there was plenty of people and it was still well and truly pumping when I exited. Probably about, what was it, 1 o'clock? Maybe it might have been a fraction later than that.
And the, someone tweeted me, gee, Brownie drinks quickly. That's all I'm going to say.
Fill me legs up.
You are so tall. The victim, it was not a victimless crime.
Yeah.
It was Lauren Phillips' brother, Bo. Obnoxiously spelt B-O, Bo Phillips.
Bo, was he in the Logies, do you think? Or do you reckon he was just an add-on? At the party.
I reckon he was just an add-on at the party and then his sister got him in.
Didn't Brownie?
Because Lauren was on the Channel 9 talks. So yes. Of course, she's on Postcards.
Yes.
And Kids
WB. And she's Gary Ablett's ex, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes, Junior's ex.
Didn't Brownie run into the Milat guy? Was he punchy when you saw him?
No, I saw him before the show and I was just having a beer out in the foyer.
I'm going to say.
He came up and said he watches footy. And had a good chat to him. And it was funny because I was with
Robbo.
I told the story yesterday. Robbo couldn't quite twig who he was. And then he realised, mate, do you know who that was? So that was Ivan Milat. So they've let him out on the day release program. but that's all good. But obviously he got a bit fired up. So he'd had a few beers.
And I'm going to say something. I saw him there and I got a sense of foreboding.
Okay.
You know when you see a guy that's trouble.
What do you reckon? A bit of in-character stuff?
He was sort of brooding and moving like a shark around there. Like I've got a very sensitive radar for crazies.
Is that right?
And I reckon there's something not right there. Got the him. Best part of the story, though, and we are all in agreement, is that as soon as poor Beau was assaulted, he hit the deck, and who was first on the scene?
Dr. Chris Brown.
What a man.
You would have thought they were filming a drama.
Mate, Dr. Chris Brown.
With the cameras there.
Yes.
Was this a reality show?
Bondi vet to the Bondi rescue. The article says, Dr. Chris Brown was first on the scene, rolling him onto his side and checking him over. Now, what I want to know is, did he give his nails a little clip? Did he brush his hair? Did he stick a thermometer up his bum? What was he doing there? Did he put a tablet inside a little ball of mints and go, come on, Malcolm, take that now, take it?
Of course, we shouldn't downplay it too much because obviously Beau was struggling a little bit.
Oh, he got punched, you know what I mean? Don't go to Shane Warne's club at 3:30 in the morning.
Got punched.
Be drunk.
Gary Sweet was up there as well.
Sweetie!
Sweetie was there.
I think that I'm crazy. In case you're wondering, this is a Gary Sweet single, and in fact, the whole reason we were talking about this article was so we could play some people. I think
that I'm crazy.
And,
I was actually in the elevator on the way up with Gary Sweet to the house party.
Oh, God, look at him, name-dropping.
I just thought I'd whack a few in there.
Name-dropping.
Isn't he a ripper? Gary Sweet.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Chrissy Swan, I'm just delving through the papers and I found a funny little story. Okay, so it was a hearse carrying the body of a woman that had been found in Munich a day after its driver forgot where he parked it.
What?
So what actually happened?
Hang on, let's back up.
Let's go back. So there's a bloke driving the body in the hearse from Italy to Poland. Okay, so he's driving along.
Oh, my God.
He's decided to...
That's a long way.
He's decided to stop down and, he's parked the car. And he's going for a couple of refreshments.
Yeah, he wants to get a bucket of potato gems and gravy.
So...
I blame him.
He took a break. He took a break in Munich, near the southern German city of the Isar River. He claimed to have parked near the main train station. But when he returned to the spot where he thought he'd left the vehicle, it was not to be found.
Oh, God. With a woman in it. You can see him coming back with a plastic thing of beer and a bratwurst. Oh, this is great. Oh, my God. Where's the car? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, the perplexed driver then alerted his employer, which is the right thing to do.
Good reading, Brownie.
Who in turn called the police.
Yes.
The police then asked the residents to look out for the vehicle. So a police spokeswoman said earlier that the driver had been rather uncooperative.
Oh.
And said that he suspected there may have been alcohol involved.
Oh, you reckon?
What do you think about that? How would you be, Chrissy Swan?
Pretty rough, but for you, I give you a gold star for reading.
That was very good reading. And when they did find the driver, eventually, the coppers to interview him and did the breath test. This is what he came up with. A bottle of wheat, a tub of Wheaties or whatever.
I love it.
And he lost his license.
Nova, Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
Okay, so get ready.
Chrissy's celebrity stuff.
Hey, exciting news. I mean, look, it's sad that our beautiful Sam Pang is over at Eurovision. But the good news is we're going to get first-hand reports of him seeing Justin Timberlake, who is going to be the interval performance.
What?
At Eurovision. It's at the grand final on Sunday, 7:30 p.m. SBS 1. You can catch our beautiful Sam Pang on that show and also Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
He's going to be performing that new song of his that everyone loves.
It is good. It's a great song. Any contact from Pang yet? Or he'd be still in transit?
Mate.
No.
You're not going to hear from Pang.
No, we're not.
Not until he gets back.
Yeah. That is an absolute junket, if ever I've heard one.
I know.
Isn't it? Is he just there for? Is that the only coverage there is? Just a Sunday night, and there's semi-finals as well.
I just thought,
why do you need 10 days to do one day's work?
Right. He goes to the auditions or the rehearsals. So the rehearsals, Chris. And he rings. He takes notes on each performance.
Sure.
Just so he's well educated and well informed when he does have to present. which is an absolute
he's at the
crock
pub.
Of garbage.
He's at the pub.
He's with
having Swedish
the hearse
beer.
Driver.
Yes, he is. Keanu Reeves, there's a blast from the past. Remember Keanu Reeves?
Point Star Break,
of Speed,
Speed,
Point Break. Great Classic. Movie, Point Break.
It was.
They've Brody. Remade it.
It was awful.
It was great.
Okay.
It was fabulous.
No, the original was fabulous.
The original was fabulous. Was oh, the new one. Dreadful.
Ugh. Gary Busey. He's on fire,
Gary Busey. Yes. Oh, my God, I sound like Gary Busey today.
Yes.
And Nick Nolte.
Yes.
Whenever you see Nick Nolte on screen, you just go, mate, you're going to be dead in 2 weeks if you don't start looking after yourself.
Have you been to bed since the Logies?
Man.
Are you still been? Because there was a after-parties brunch yesterday.
Yeah.
You just kept charging. You one of those?
I did. Well, actually, I've been in the lock-up because I punched Malcolm Kennard, star of Ivan Milat. Anyway, Keanu Reeves has had to reportedly call in the police over fears for his safety. Apparently he's got heaps of crazy stalkers that are obsessed with The Matrix, specifically.
Yes.
And this one has sent him a letter, and inside the letter it just says, I will call the cell provider tomorrow. It's put my mobile phone in there. We need to meet as I have already started building the new world. Hashtag master builder.
Jeez.
They're even doing their own hashtags. I love it. That'll do. That'll do for now.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for me. Nova 1.